A while back, we had a conversation that sparked quite a debate among listeners. Writer Stephen Marsh told us that in 1980, only 3% of college grads had done an unpaid internship. But now, virtually every college student has done some form of unpaid labor that's supposed to resemble job training, but can range from getting coffee to actually keeping the books for Fox Searchlight on the set of the movie Black Swan. In fact, Stephen said the intern system gives a leg up to kids who can afford to work for free and cuts out real paying jobs. Former interns at Fox Searchlight are suing, saying they were doing the work of full-time employees without the pay or benefits. And now, a law firm is looking for other former interns to join class action suits. Our next guest will not be among them, even though a lawyer told him he'd have a case against the New York Observer, where he interned. Ben Weizenkorn is a 2010 graduate of Northern Arizona University. He recently finished that six-month unpaid internship at the New York Observer. Then in June, he published an article in that paper titled, "This Article May Be Illegal, Observer Intern Files Dispatch from the Bottom of the Totem Pole." He wrote it while he was an intern. And Ben, you were assigned this article by the paper.
I was.
Well, that's funny because we assigned our unpaid intern to set up your interview with us. First of all, what's your feeling about doing this work for the Observer?
You know, my internship was a great experience. I learned a lot, but I think it's an unjust system of labor. I was brought on to assist the technology vertical, and I was absolutely doing productive work, including fact-checking, line editing, copy editing. It was work that would have had to have been performed by somebody else had I not been the one to do it.
Well, now our intern, Joe in this case, is working closely with a paid producer. What about you? When you were assigned, for instance, this story, what kind of work did you do?
Well, it was pretty much up to me to find my sources, and I wrote an iteration of this article that looked very different and went over it with my editor, and he came back at me with a couple of ideas and how to change it, and from there it was pretty much up to me to build the article. I would say that it's 95% all my work.
Okay, so when you go to this lawyer as part of your research and writing the piece about interns, he does try to recruit you for a class action suit. He's representing many people. Why didn't you join up in it?
You know, I thought the angle of potentially suing the employer where I was publishing this article was a fun idea, but I've never had any intention of suing the Observer, and I certainly still don't now.
And tell us more about that, because Adam Klein, and this is the law firm Outen and Golden, his firm is handling class action suits against the Charlie Rose Show, the Hearst Corporation, Fox Searchlight. In all of those cases, plaintiffs arguing that the companies they work for violated labor laws with unpaid interns. And Adam Klein said you would have a case against the Observer. Tell us more about what you're thinking there.
You know, being early on in my career, if you are to sue the company where you have your internship, it's going to be hard to find employment later. I feel like I would be undoing all of the beneficial work that I've done for myself in interning at the Observer if I were to turn around and sue them.
Do you also have thoughts about the other part of the debate? You know, people say that people like you who can perhaps afford to do this, and I don't know if you were working a paid job at the same time, it's not fair to kids who can't afford unpaid internships.
I absolutely agree. For every intern that's able to take on an unpaid internship and put that on their resume, there are countless others that are equally as qualified but unable to take advantage of that opportunity.
Well, you know, this is taking us down a whole other path. There are people like David Henderson on the Libertarian website who say the truth is whatever the market will bear, it will bear. If there are people willing to work for nothing, they can. But companies aren't allowed to pay them less than the minimum wage. So if companies were allowed to pay maybe $3 an hour, some of these lower-income young people would be able to take intern jobs.
That's very true, but the law is clear. When a company suffers or permits someone to work, they need to pay them.
Yeah. What are the legal guidelines for unpaid internships?
As far as the Department of Labor says, an unpaid internship must be similar to training that one would receive in an educational environment. It must be for the benefit of the intern. That intern must not displace regular employees, and the company must derive no immediate advantage from the activities that the intern performs. And that includes the advertisement that appears next to my article on the Observer's website.
And you note that in your article. See that ad over there? I'm making nothing from that. Have you talked to your boss about this?
we definitely discussed it, but I don't think we reconciled it. I think we're both not lawyers, so we can't say for certain whether or not my experience in my internship was legal or not, but I think the law is pretty clear.
Well, we did speak to Aaron Gell, your supervising editor at The Observer, and he said he felt your internship was legal. And we'll sort of paraphrase here. He said, if an intern doesn't show up to work one day, it doesn't matter. It won't affect the operations of the paper. And I'm guessing in his mind that means you're not taking the work of a paid, you know, position.
I would agree with Aaron that if an intern doesn't show up, it doesn't matter. But if all the interns don't show up, it probably is going to be a problem.
Huh. Well, some companies are changing their policies. Time magazine points to publisher Condé Nast changing their internship policies. People are rotating interns through different departments so that they can have more of an educational experience. And we should say, of course, that some companies have interns that are paid. Disney comes to mind. What do you think needs to happen? Do you think just paying the interns will solve the problem, or do you think there has to be more recognition of the work they might do?
You know, all I think most unpaid interns, the ones that are suing their companies, are asking for is that you recognize the employee relationship and pay them for a fair day's work.
Do you think that would eliminate internships?
No, I don't.
What are you hearing from other young people? Are people saying, good for you, or are people saying, don't ruin it for us? I mean, what are you hearing?
The feedback has been positive. I've heard a lot of good things, but you can see in the comments on my article that someone said, is that a little violin I hear? Be grateful for the experience. Mm-hmm. And I want to make it very clear that I am grateful for the experience and I am grateful to The Observer. But they also did derive a profit from the work I did. And the law says that's not allowed.
Meanwhile, Ben, it's a terrific article. You know, this could be part of your resume. Has anybody said anything to you about that?
No one has approached me directly based on the article that I've written. Thanks to my time spent at The Observer and the clips that I've had published there, I've gotten interviews, I've gotten better responses, but I still haven't landed a paying job.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck. That's Ben Weisenkorn. His article is entitled, This Article May Be Illegal, subtitle, Observer Intern Files Dispatch from the Bottom of the Totem Pole. By the way, if you did sue, what might you get in a class action suit? You did some of the back of the envelope math.
If they'd pay me the minimum wage, $7.25, plus, double back pay for my trouble, it would have been around maybe $6,000. And I haven't had that much money since all my gifts from my bar mitzvah.
Right. But still, that isn't even a heck of a lot.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but to you, a lot. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.
It's Here and Now.